Let's all say amen.
Amen.
The Revelator wrote in Revelation 14 and 13, he said, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. So we live for the Lord and die in the Lord. We'll rest from our labors, and our works will follow us. Amen?
Amen.
I want to thank everybody for being here this, evening, and thank you, those that have participated in various groups and meetings on today. It's been a busy day, amen, but a productive day. And I think that's why the Revelator also said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to be thankful therein. Amen?
Amen.
I don't plan, I think Brother said in the back, said, Brother Stroud, can you fire us up this this evening? And I said, well, I'm going to do my best. But I want to say I'm going to let you fire yourself up. I'm going to try to be before you not long on this afternoon. Amen?
Amen.
I'll give you a chance to hear the word of God. I'm going to bless you. Go back to our text from, we talked from this morning. We had a few verses left in Paul's writing to the church of Philippi. In chapter 2, if you'll meet me at verse number 25, we want to look at, that was read, I think our young Brother Smith for reading, our scripture reading on this afternoon. Amen?
Amen.
Thank him for reading, having the courage to come up and read from us. But we want to talk briefly from the last portion of what Paul talked about in his letter to the church of Philippi. He said, because for the work of Christ. And so we want to use that as a subject matter when we get to the 30th verse. But it's because for the work of Christ. And in it, I want us to see some things I kind of mentioned on this morning, and then the message will be yours on this afternoon. In verse number 25, we ended with verse 24 this morning, where Paul said, but I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Then he said, yet I suppose
it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother,
and
companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my wants.
So Paul said, when he talked about Epaphroditus, he said he was my brother and he was also my companion in labor. So we talked about this morning about when we looked at our arms ministry and the pieces that are in that. And we talked about this morning, we had one group we talk about a bonding in our relationship building. But Paul said he had one that he was brother. He was also his companion in labor. And then he also said he was my fellow soldier. He was a messenger, giving those things, ministering to my wants. And so I want to share with us that all of us, go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. A couple of thoughts that I want to put on our hearts, and then, again, the message will be yours. We're talking about because for the work of Christ. But I also want us to know that all of us, according to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, we are all soldiers. If you're a Christian, you are a soldier in Christ. And if you're not a Christian, you need to obey the Lord, hearing the gospel, believing the gospel, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, and then being water baptized, and then you will become a soldier. But notice what Paul said in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 1 concerning Christians. What did he say?
Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Read.
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also.
So now Paul said, concerning Christians, he said, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, notice what he said. He said, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. So again, we know our theme for 2018 is commit to the King in 2018. So Paul was saying that those that are committed are those that are entrusted as faithful men. So again, we talked about, am I a soldier for the Lord? Can the Lord depend on me in 2018? Will I be a part of, we talked about our arms ministry, our age-related ministry. Will I be one that in our service-related ministry, can the Lord depend on me? Am I committed? Am I a faithful man who I can teach others also? And then he says in verse 3 that what? That thou therefore
endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
So again, all of us are soldiers for Christ. All of us. And Paul said in the text, he said that thou endure hardness. Or in other words, endure hardship. Understand that if we are soldiers for Christ, sometimes we're going to go through pain, we're going to go through suffering, and we're doing it for the cause of Christ. So again, we are soldiers for the Lord, and our being soldiers mean that we are warring for the Lord. We're going to go through those things that we'll read about in the scripture concerning this person that Jesus talked about, or Paul talked about in the Philippian letter. So go back to Philippians chapter 2. So again, want to make known to all of us, let us commit ourselves as faithful people to the Lord that we can teach others also. But then, not only are we soldiers, but he talked about one person specifically, how his situation was, and we talked about this morning. He said, for he longed
after you all and was full of heaviness because that ye had heard that he had been sick.
So now, notice we talked about this morning, we mentioned about saving the lost. We also talked about the fact that we are relationship building. But we also find along in that arms ministry, we talked about tracking the saved, and that's knowing and keeping up with others. He said, for he longed after you and was full of trouble or heaviness because that you have heard that he was sick. And he said, what? For indeed he was what?
Sick, nigh unto death.
Uh-huh.
But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow.
So God, Paul said that not only was this person sick, but he said this person, he said, was indeed sick or near unto death. He said, but, we talked about trust in mourning, but God had mercy on him. Whenever we are sick, we need God's mercy. Amen, somebody. He said, not only that God showed mercy on him, Paul said, but God has showed mercy on me also. He said, least I should sorrow upon sorrow. And sometimes when we talked about tracking the saved, it's important that we are able to make sure that we know what is going on with our members. We're tracking those members, those that are sick and shut in. Paul said, in this case, this person was sick near unto death, but God is the one that showed him mercy. Amen. And God is the one that showed us mercy. And Paul said, because if it was not for God showing me mercy, he said, then I would just have sorrow upon sorrow. Sometimes we can go through things that cause us to have sorrow upon sorrow, but when we trust in God, and that's why I think when we talk about GroupMe and getting on GroupMe, it's good when you can go in there and ask others to pray for you. Amen, somebody. And then just to hear or see the numerous people that respond by saying, brother, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you in this situation. I'm praying for your loved one. I'm praying for your surgery. I'm praying for this here. When we show that, that allows God to hear our prayer and to show mercy unto each of us. So then Paul said in the text, go back to Philippians 2, how should the Christian respond when they have seen God's mercy shown? So Paul gives us, as I close in the last few verses, what is it when God has shown mercy? What is it that God says that we ought to do when mercy is shown? Verse number 28, what does the Bible say?
I send him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful.
Now Paul said, notice this, I send him therefore the more, he said, carefully, that when you see him again, you might rejoice, that I may be less sorrowful. Go for me, get from me, Romans 12 and 15. So what we're talking about, when we have members, and we're talking about how do we track each other and keep up with each other, well, Paul said that when you find someone that's been down, when someone has been sick, and God raised them up, the Bible tells us the attitude that a Christian ought to have for another Christian. And Romans 12 and verse number 15, what does the Bible say?
Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep.
So Paul, in his letter to the Romans, tells us, when you find someone that has been down, when someone has been going through stuff, and as we find in the text here, Paul says that when I send him before you, when you see him again, you need to rejoice. Whenever God blesses somebody to get out of their sick bed, to rise up, we need to rejoice. Yeah, we need to rejoice. Paul said, rejoice with them that rejoice. And then, as I said this morning, when we have those that are in bereavement, Paul said, not only do you rejoice with those that rejoice, but we also ought to learn to weep with them that weep. We ought to have a spirit that when we know our brothers and sisters have lost loved ones, we are saddened as they are saddened by the fact that they've lost someone. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
We have to be saddened by them. We weep with them. And then we also, we talked about funerals allows us to show support to those that have lost a loved one and let them know that they are not going through things alone. And Paul said, when you have someone that is weeping, we ought to be saddened also with them. But as we're talking about in the text, Paul says, when someone is lifted up, we ought to rejoice with them that rejoice. And then going back the last two verses, Brother Owens, if you'll read that, and I'll bring my message to a close on this evening. And Philippians 2 and verse number 29, Paul says what?
Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation.
Read.
Because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me.
So Paul says, I want you to receive him therefore in the Lord, he said, with joy, with gladness. He said, now, and hold such in honor that this person, God has raised him up. And then my text for this afternoon, he said, because for the work of Christ. And so this man had, his life was near unto death. Paul said, because for the work of Christ, he was near unto death. Wouldn't that be something to say that I was near dead, I nearly died because of the work for Christ? Yeah. How many of us can say that, that I've given God my all, not to the extent that I died, but what I did, I gave all that I had to the Lord. Paul said it was because for the work of Christ that he was near unto death. He said, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. And so Paul said concerning this person, he said he was one that gave his all for the Lord. And not only that, he is one that didn't give regards to his own life. He said, to supply your lack of service toward me. In other words, all of us need to be those type of individuals that it's because of the work of Christ that I talked about this morning that I'm a servant in the Lord. I'm one that giving myself to the Lord, and if death finds me, then I want to have a spirit. If you'll turn your Bibles, and I'm closing, to Acts chapter 20. I think this is one that Paul said, how should a Christian view his life, or how did Paul view his life in Acts chapter 20? Because some of us may labor, and life may catch us on a short end. But notice the attitude that Paul had concerning how he viewed life. Begin at verse number 22. Acts 20 and 22.
And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there.
Now, Paul said, notice this here now, and this is how we... I think it's good for all of us to have a mindset. Paul said, now I'm on my way. They've got me bound in the spirit, and I'm on my way to Jerusalem. And Paul said, now, I understand this here. I don't know what things may happen to me there. None of us know what's going to happen to us. And so Paul said, I don't know what things may befall me there. Then he says what? Save.
That the Holy Ghost witness it in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me.
Now, Paul said this. I don't know what's going to happen to me, but he said, but the word save, and this said, he said, the word save sometimes in the King James mean the word accept. He said, the only thing I know, he said that the Holy Ghost is going to be witness in every city. He says, saying that the bonds and the afflictions abide me. In other words, the things that I'm going through, sometimes Paul said, he was telling them that sometimes my spirit is burdened. The word afflictions here means anytime your human spirit is being burdened by the things you're going through. Sometimes we're challenged with finances. Sometimes I may be challenged with health. Sometimes I'm challenged by others in my family being sick. Paul said that I don't know what's going to happen to me, and sometimes I'm being afflicted. But then he tells us in verse number 24. Watch this.
But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
So Paul said, understand this here. When you get to the point in life that you stop letting stuff move you. See, sometimes we can let little things move us. They can move me from serving the Lord. They can move me from going to work. They can move me from doing the things I need to. But Paul said this. He said, but none of these things, it doesn't matter what I'm going through, those things are not going to move me. He said, now, and on top of that, let me just drop this on you. He said, neither count I my life. It ain't important how long I live. It's how I live. Yeah, he said, neither count I my life dear unto myself. He said, now understand this here, and hopefully I can grow to this. He said, I'm not concerned about how long I live. He said, but what concerns me, he said, so that I may finish my course with joy. Yeah, life is about being able to live for the Lord. And whenever the Lord calls us home, I can finish my course with joy. Yeah. Life is too short to sit around. You know, sometimes we worry about stuff. We angry about. And some of us, if we're not careful, there is no joy in our life. Yeah. Because we let life beat us up. We let life just pull us down. But Paul said that's not going to happen to me. Understand this here. And it doesn't matter. Sometimes, even in the Lord's body, we let other people move us. You let other people upset us. But I want to say this. I want to have a spirit that nothing that's going to happen, you ain't going to move me.
Amen.
Yeah, you ain't going to move me. He said, Paul said, none of these things going to move me. He said, now, and I understand this here. I don't count my life as dear to me. One day I'm going to have to give it up. Yeah, he said, but understand this here. What I want to do, I want to finish my life with joy. Yeah, however long the Lord let me live, I want to have a life. When you people see me, say, Brother Stroud, when I see him, it's joy there. That don't mean that we don't go through stuff. Amen. That don't mean that we don't have challenges in life. But when you look at the totality of it, I want to live, Paul said, my life with joy. And then he said, when it comes to the ministry, he said, which I have received of the Lord, he said, to try to edify the gospel of the grace of God. So Paul said this, and I think this ought to be our mindset, that those of us that are members here, the ministry that we have, and I talked about it in 2 Corinthians 4 this morning, Paul said, that I have received this ministry. We have a ministry of reconciliation, trying to reconcile people to Christ. That's our ministry. And Paul said, all I want to do is try to bring people to the Lord. I want to receive what God has given me, and then I want to testify or give proof that the gospel of the grace of God is what it is. And so I want to say to all of us as I close this afternoon, is that it is because for the work of Christ that we give ourselves. You know, sometimes people say, I've been spent and I've spent myself. Paul said that in the text one time. I can be spent and I can just give my all. You know, when you go sometime, when you've given your all to the Lord on a day and you just go home and you lay down and you know, I've done all I could today, you can rest peacefully. you can rest peacefully. And then I want to encourage you that those of us that are in the Lord, let us have some joy.
Amen.
Let us rejoice. Let us, and I talked about that this morning, when you are part of our relationship building is that we can have joy with one another.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Just fellowshipping with one another, getting involved in other people's lives, helping people, doing things. The brother talked about today about how he would like to just go and help those that are less fortunate. Well, that's a part of the joy that you have when you can do things for other people. Mm-hmm. And so as I close, let us have a mindset that in 2018, we're going to work. And the way that leadership has things organized is that I am to work in my age-related ministry, in my MAMS, but also I'm to identify a service-related ministry that I can have passion for, that I can work in, whether it be in evangelism, whether it be in edification, whether I'm in worship ministry, I can serve as a co-servant somewhere in the Lord. Why? Because for the work of Christ is why we do what we do. If there's someone here today that is not a Christian, we talked about this morning how Paul said in the Philippian letter, he said in chapter 2, he said, but he had made him of no reputation, talking about Jesus, and he took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And the Bible said, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. What are you saying, Brother Stroud? I'm saying if you're here today and you're not a Christian, you need to know what Paul reminded the Philippians was, that Jesus Christ left heaven, came down to earth, put on a body, became a fashioned as a man like we were, and Jesus was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus suffered on that cross for 6 hours, died on the cross, that all of us may become children of God through obedience to the gospel of Christ. And what we do is, we have heard, if you understand, the gospel is the three facts that Jesus Christ died for your sin. He was buried in a tomb. He rose the third day. If you believe that, then the Bible teaches you to repent of your sins. Then you confess, according to Acts 8:37, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You confess what you believe in your heart. Then you're water baptized for the remission of your sin. And then the Lord adds you to the church. As I said this morning, no one can go to heaven unless they are born again, according to John chapter 3. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot even enter nor see the kingdom of heaven. If there's someone today that is subject to the invitation, we bid you to come. And together we stand and sing a verse of a hymn. Thank you.